It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. That's 100% correct. It is. Well, it's 1904. Sorry about that. I was brewing some tea, and I lost track of time. I got some nice green tea today. It's got a nice flavor. I'm not going to try and say the name. It's got a... Well, I guess I'll try. Let's look up the proper name. It's called Long Gin. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's easy. It's called Long Gin. Also, Dragon Well Tea. I'm just going to go ahead here. This show is live. That's why I'm a little late. because we're always live. That's what News to Me is about. We just talk about the news and what's happening. So we're just going to go ahead and jump into Calm, because that's how we interact with everybody. We just go over here. We just SSH over to SDF, which powers Anon Radio. And we just go ahead here. We type com, that's C-O-M. And then we type G for go to, and then type Anon Radio. When you do that, boom, you are in the room. You're with all the cool kids. So, hello. Hello, X1. Hi, Rudy. Yeah, so, and, Nicolagi. Welcome. Yeah, sometimes I'm late. Mondays are a little harder, because everyone wants to ask me work questions, and then that delays my tea making, which delays everything else. It's a little bit annoying, but what are we going to do? That's life, right? We've got a bunch of news to go through. Not a ton. I'm trying to cut back on all the stories because I feel like I'm rushing a lot. And who wants to rush? So, let's go. Let's start off with the thing we always start off with.
World news.
Yep, that's right. So, this is coming to us from the BBC. Germany, the German government, is investing in €500 million in improving ventilation systems in public buildings to help stop the spread of coronavirus. Hello, Keith Hulu. The grants will improve the air circulation in public offices, museums, theaters, universities, and schools. Private firms aren't yet eligible, but studies suggest that viruses spread on tiny droplets called aerosols exhaled by infected people, especially when they sneeze or cough. Studies suggest they can remain in the room's air for at least 8 minutes. And so each upgrade is eligible for a maximum of €100,000. Funding is also available for CO2 sensors, which indicate when the air in the room is unhealthily stale. The grants will be allocated from Tuesday. The government also wants schools lacking central air conditioning systems to at least get mobile air purifiers. But much will also depend on how easily rooms can be ventilated simply by opening windows. One of the pieces I wanted to mention here is that fresh air, for a while now, has been seen as a key to dealing with coronavirus, too. L for left air was recently added to A for abstain, distance, H for hygiene, and A for Alltagsmask. I think that's Alltagsmask, which is for a mask. So the official government directives on how to live in Corona times. Which leads us into this other story that was on the World Socialist website. And basically that acronym, AHA, right? Yeah, A, or L-A, oh, I guess L is new, so AHA, yeah. AHA is the new one. That takes us over here. Yeah, hello. Yep, we talk news for about 30 minutes or so, and then Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe comes up at 1930 UTC, and we get a little less news, a little bit more fun. It's good times. Hey, cool deal. Yeah, it's just kind of something to kind of get all of us, you know, thinking about the world. Well, a German the World Socialist website's reporting to us here. 20 of the largest parents' associations in Germany have written a letter to Chancellor Angela Merkel and other leading politicians to express their serious reservations about current decisions regarding the resumption of in-person teaching in schools. The letter is an expression of the growing anger and indignation among parents, teachers, and students, not only in Germany but throughout Europe. More and more workers and young people oppose the policy of herd immunity decreed by ruling circles, a policy that will result in the death of hundreds of thousands of people. Media outlets have remained conspicuously and ominously silent. With the exception of the teachers' internet portal News for Teachers, not a single major German publication has reported on the letter drafted by parents' representatives. So the letter begins that's not so good. This is the one I wanted to read. The parents' associations criticize the indifference of school and health authorities and write that it's increasingly apparent that respective school classes or your groups are not being completely quarantined, but often only those pupils close to the infected person. The ministries have failed, however, to trace the roots of infection of the basis of scientific sequence analysis. Symptom-free infections cannot be tracked or detected because entire groups are, in many cases, not tested. Against this background, the prospect of infection in schools assumes dangerous proportions. It may be possible to apply the AHA rules, abstain, hygiene, action, what we just talked about, consistency in schools, especially with regard to those in particular need of protection. Among other measures, the Parents Association calls for a state-specific, binding, step-by-step plan for hygiene measures, an extension of the policy of the compulsory wearing of masks, a reduction in the size of learning groups, and the possibility of hybrid instructions and shifts with the greatest possible digital support, while taking the needs of minorities into account. So, it's got quite a bit of length here, but Germany is in the crosshairs. Germany's having a tough time right now, so we'll see how that goes. We go over to routers. Hong Kong's got some stories, or this is still in Germany, but it's a story about Hong Kong. Germany has granted refugee status to a Hong Kong pro-democracy activist facing a rioting charge in connection with last year's anti-China protests, the protester told Reuters on Monday. The 22-year-old university student showed Reuters a letter from the German Federal Office of Immigration and Refugees, BAMF, dated October 14th, that confirmed the granting of refugee status. I chose to flee from Hong Kong because I knew I wouldn't be given a fair trial, the protester, who did not want to be identified, told Reuters by phone from an undisclosed location in Germany. I'm grateful to the German government. There's no immediate response from BAMF, or it's funny because BAMF also stands for Badass Motherfucker, which is what is on the guy's wallet in Pulp Fiction. German consulate in Hong Kong to Reuters' request for comment. Hong Kong authorities have arrested more than 10,000 people in relation to the pro-democracy protest movement, which prompted Beijing to impose a sweeping national security law on June 30th. So, it seems like Germany may be a safe refuge for those fleeing China. So, yeah. I've lost the thought. I've lost the plot. My energy is all over the place. I'll just need to drink some more tea, maybe. I think it's because it's green tea. Maybe that's the problem. It doesn't have enough juice of that caffeine energizing juice. All right. Ugh. And I'm stuffy. I didn't take my allergy pill. All right. BBC News. Thailand protests. So if you've been following the show or following world news, you know protests are happening like crazy in Thailand and in Germany where the Thai royalty lives. Oh yeah, Travolta is also a pilot. A leaked document outlining the plans was shared. Oh, Thai authorities are reported to have ordered internet providers to block the Telegram messaging app, which has been used by anti-government protesters. A leaked document outlining the plans was shared on social media. Police also threatened to shut 4 news outlets for violating a decree issued last week to end the rallies. Pro-democracy activists have held months of protests calling for the resignation of the prime minister and curbs on the power of the monarchy. Members of the student-led movement have gathered in defiance of an order banning protests and want Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha a former army chief who seized power in a 2014 coup, to resign. Their demands for reform have since grown to include questioning the role of the monarchy, an institution long seen as sacred in Thailand. Authorities have failed to curb the rallies since they issued an emergency order on Thursday, with protesters still gathering daily, largely peacefully, in Bangkok and other parts of the country. So, good luck for them. Anytime a government starts banning and blocking apps, you know it's getting serious. Very wild. Do we have that guy? Yeah. Hold on, where'd you go? There's a story about a guy who fled Thailand. Where are you? Shucks. Sorry, I don't have the time. Nope. I guess not. Sorry, there was another story. One of the guys from Thailand fled and got disappeared. So, ooh. All right, so let's keep on going. Belgium, this is from the BBC, Belgium could soon be overwhelmed by new coronavirus infections. The health ministers warned amid soaring case numbers across the country. Frank Vanderburg said new cases were close to a tsunami, where authorities no longer control what is happening. New measures to try and halt the spread came into force on Monday. All bars and restaurants are closed for 4 weeks. Infection numbers are climbing throughout Europe, prompting new restrictions across the continent. Italy announced a raft of measures on Sunday after recording its highest daily infection rate, while 9 major French cities have been placed under curfew. The Czech Republic, which has the highest infection rate on the continent, is considering a full national lockdown. So how bad is Belgium? Belgium was one of the worst hit countries during Europe's first wave of coronavirus earlier this year. Overall, it has the third highest number of COVID-related deaths per 100,000 people globally, behind only Peru and San Marino, according to Johns Hopkins University. From Monday, under new government restrictions designed to tackle the fresh outbreak, yeah, I definitely didn't take my allergy pill. I'm like, talk. Okay, breathe. My nose is so stopped up. Curfew is in place from midnight until 0500 for the next month, and alcohol sales are banned from 2000. Oh, okay, just at the day, so no late night alcohol sales. Whew. So, what? We have too many old dudes. Oh, in Belgium. All right, we're gonna keep rolling because I'm just all over the place. So sorry. You guys deserve a better show. Mm-hmm. Ooh, what is this? Hey, do you guys remember John Prine? Check it out. This is called 6 O'Clock News.
Wanda had a baby, 1951. Father was a stranger, stranger was the son. Call that child James Lewis. Call his room a home. Changing all them diapers. Polish all that chrome. Come on, baby. Spend the night with me. First name, stranger in the closet, lock the diary, the past is running faster, singing harmony. Mine, baby, spend the night with me. God bless this kitchen. Set the knick-knack shelf. The dinner's almost ready. wash yourself. Jimmy's growing up now. Wanda's growing old. The time is growing shorter. The nights are long and cold. Come on, baby. Jimmy on the 6 o'clock news. His brains were on the sidewalk. Blood was on his shoes. Come on, baby, spend the night with me. Come on, baby, spend the night with me.
Yeah, wasn't that nice? I thought that was really good. Of course, gotta tell you, the obligatory... Hey, what's happening? Did my... Aww. My mix crashed. Am I still going out? If so, I won't mess with it. I'll just keep talking.
You're listening to Anon Radio.
There we go.
Powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
Okay, cool. Yeah, whenever I tried to press play for the little stinger thing, it just froze and said, this program's not responding. I was like, oh no. Anyway, we've got about 11 minutes before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe pops up. And so we're going to do our best to get through the news until then. So, let's keep on a rolling. Do, do, do. We're going to go from the other end. The news list. You can't always trust what you hear online, and Congress has some ideas about fixing that. This is from Reason Magazine, so it's reason.com. So the hearings had been underway for about an hour and 15 minutes when Rep. Raja Krishnamurti piped up with an idea. Are there ways, the Illinois Democrat asked, that we might be able to infect the QAnon conspiracy web with other ideas or stories that could sow confusion and discord and cause it to collapse in on itself? In other words, kind of embed other crazy things that might pit groups against each other? There is a brief pause. Then Joan Donovan, research director at Harvard's Shorenstein Center, offered an objection. Algorithmic recommendation systems respond to that sort of excitement, she noted, and Krishnamurti's operation might just keep the QAnon conversation alive. It was October 15th, and Donovan was one of four witnesses testifying via video call to the House Intelligence Committee. She was joined by Cindy Otis, a former CIA officer, now based at the Alethea Group. Ethylene group is something completely different. Oh, that's awesome, Cthulhu. I like that a lot. Hey, and Harry Larry's here. Don't forget, after Tobe, Harry Larry's got a show, and it's pretty righteous. I think it's today, right? Do-do-do. We go to anonradio.net. And the schedule's right there on the front, right front and center. Today is Monday. Scrolling down. What do you know? Yep, it's the Mix Remix with Harry Larry over there at 2000. So, boom. It'll be awesome. Dubious Goal Committee with Tobe is fun. That's every day. So, if you're not sure what day it is, just at 19:30, tune in, and it won't matter. You'll get in on the Dubious Goals Committee. So, anyway, back to this Reason article. It's so long. Man, I'm just out of it. Sorry. We'll pick up from here. This seems backwards to me. Fact-checking politicians and chasing down rumors to confirm or debunk them have always been part of a journalist's job. Reporters don't always do those tests well, but they're much more likely to get it right than a Facebook moderator is. In my dream world, communication on social media would typically be as unhindered as communicating on email, and moderators' scarce attention would be reserved for genuinely abusive behavior, such as violent threats, organized harassment, and commercial fraud. But that's my view. The mood at the hearing was much more enthusiastic about centralized control of information, in part because so many people speaking there seem convinced that there's an unprecedented crisis. Otis claimed that we live in the biggest period of false information in history. Jankowicz suggested that the degradation of our information ecosystem is dismantling democracy. Representative Adam Schiff from California, chairing the meeting, announced his hope that Americans one day will occupy the same shared reality again. Note that last word, again. I'm not sure when this Edenic past was supposed to be, when Americans all shared the same mental universe, but it definitely wasn't during my lifetime. So, holy cow. Yeah, this article, I read it to the jump, and I thought it was the end, and it just goes on for like 1,000 more words. But that's reason. Yeah, the idea that we're all in this one reality, and controlling the information that makes up that reality, it's a little scary. Let's jump into some easier to digest news. Global report from The Guardian. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious disease expert and sidelined White House coronavirus task force member, has said he was absolutely not surprised that Donald Trump contracted coronavirus, as Joe Biden warned that the coronavirus outbreak was spreading, was worsening. In an interview with 60 Minutes aired on Sunday, shortly before Trump held a rally in Nevada, Fauci said, "I was worried that he was going to get sick when I saw him in a completely precarious situation of crowded, no separation between people, and almost nobody wearing a mask." Fauci also said the White House has been controlling his media appearances. "I certainly have not been allowed to go on many, many, many shows that have asked for me," Fauci said, adding that the restrictions had been inconsistent. At Trump's rally, the president claimed the U.S. was rounding the turn of the pandemic, a common claim at his appearances, despite the weekly case average rising in 48 of 50 states. Friday saw the highest 24-hour infection rate total since July, with 68,000 new cases reported in one day. The U.S. has 8.1 million cases and nearly 220,000 deaths. Once considered a battleground, Nevada has not swung for a Republican presidential contender since 2004. Trump also mocked his Democratic opponent for listening to scientists. "If I'd listened to the scientists, we would right now have a country that would be in a massive depression instead of we're like a rocket ship. Look at the numbers," said Trump. Biden, meanwhile, campaigned in North Carolina on Sunday, another key state. At a drive-in rally in Durham, he responded to Trump's claims the U.S. had turned a corner in the pandemic. "As my grandfather would say, this guy has gone round the bend if he thinks we've turned the corner. Turning the corner, things are getting worse," Biden said. So, pretty much sums it up. Ugh. All right, we got one more story. One more story, then I'm going to go take a pill and brew some tea, some dark tea. Get some of that caffeine in my blood. All right. So here's one. This one's one. This is from ProPublica. New bill aims to end racial disparity in amputations. Yeah, I didn't know there was a disparity to begin with. Yeah, informed by a ProPublica article investigating why black Americans were three times more likely to undergo diabetic amputations, five members of Congress are working to fund screening and enhanced diagnostics in an effort to save limbs. On Friday, Congressman Donald Payne Jr., a Democrat from New Jersey, introduced a sweeping bill to reduce unnecessary amputations and address racial disparities that were subject of a ProPublica story investigating why black Americans were three times more likely to get amputations than others. The Amputation Reduction and Compassion Act of 2020 was introduced 5 months after the investigation showed how government and hospital policies obstruct equitable care for at-risk patients. The bill proposes major reforms that seek to address policy gaps explored in the article. Today, about half of patients with peripheral artery disease, a condition in which clogged arteries limit the flow of blood, are asymptomatic, and primary care physicians are not always reimbursed for screening. But catching and treating the disease, which is often caused by diabetes, is critical to preventing unnecessary amputation. bill seeks to ensure that all at-risk patients can obtain a screening at no cost. It requires that Medicare and Medicaid cover the test, as well as private insurers. So that's pretty wild. Yeah. They're trying to save limbs. The ProPublica article that goes into the what's going on kind of helps explain why this is such a big problem. But we're kind of out of time. My program appears to have frozen again, so I can't play the outro music, so I'll just say the things that are in the outro. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening on and on radio. Everyone that broadcasts as a DJ is volunteering. It's really great that you're listening. Thank you so much. Every day at 19, Monday through Friday, I'm here at 1900 for 30 minutes for news to me. Monday through Friday, every day of the week, we've got Tobe, the Dubious Goals Committee. And then today, after Dubious Goals Committee, is Harry Leary and the Mix Remix. So all of that's pretty awesome. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.